case, please.
As I noted at the previous, beginning of the meeting, case number 11166, the application of Michael Cassidy was withdrawn. Next case will be case number 11167, the application of Mary Esposito. It's an application northwest of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 1,275 feet southwest of Route 22, also known as Long Neck Road, and being lot 16 on Timber Circle within Timber Acres, which is a mobile home park, and being identified as tax map ID District 234, map 23, parcel 263, and being identified more specifically as unit number 41070, requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Thank you for that. Okay.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Mary Esposito, 31950 Timber Acre Circle, Millsboro.
And you are?
My name is David Smith. I live the same address.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
The request is there's a little trailer next door has 2 feet. We're extended. They have a small little back step that you go out of, and there's 2 foot too much. Mm-hmm. And so we need a variance for that. But I would like to mention something, if I may, beforehand.
Okay, ma'am.
This particular property that I'm talking about, they just had a big problem. The water heater exploded, and the whole house is in ruin. They're going to have to take it out. So I don't know. This still has to go on, I know, but their house is coming out. So I know the variance and everything's going to be all changed. Can't be the same.
And, Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of the record, just to clear the request, the applicant's requesting a 3.6-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between units from neighboring unit on lot 15 for an entry landing, and a 2.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between units from the deck on the neighboring unit, also being lot 15.
Right.
Just to clarify.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Right.
That right
That's
then?
About it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Is your mobile there now?
Yes.
Okay, did you recently just put it in?
Or yes.
How long ago?
August.
Okay, and you were not aware that you needed this at the time?
No, no.
Okay. How wide is your mobile?
26.
26? What was in there previous to that?
A single wide.
Single wide. Did you meet this particular setback then?
It wasn't mine.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't mine. We took that one out and put a new one in. That wasn't ours at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Mills?
At what point was it discovered that you were encroaching?
Kelly Passwater came out and she checked it.
Okay.
And she said, yeah. She said everything was fine, but just the 2 feet.
And the mobile home that is affected is the one you're referring to that the water heater exploded?
Yeah, that's okay. Being taken out now, yeah.
So you assume they're going to have to replace that?
Yeah, everything will be different. Nothing's going to line up, so everything has to come out, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it appears that that particular mobile sits somewhat crooked on that property anyway.
So. Yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickers?
You know, when you put this 20 here in a mobile home park, when you put the 26 by, what is it, 52?
Yes.
That you won't have much room for anything else, any accessory structures and a 35%.
Right.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Yes.
So you don't have to be back here again for something you want to put up. Just make sure you check it first before you...
Will do.
If they approve this, if we approve this now, you you've got to take that 35% in consideration.
Will do, yes.
Mr. Berman?
No questions.
And no further questions then?
I do have one other question.
All right.
Yes.
Who obtained the permit, you or the person that you bought the mobile home from?
The permit for what, the house that I'm in, or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What was the question again?
Who obtained the permit? Did you come to the county office?
The gentleman that moved. I moved my house from another place there.
Okay.
So he did all that, yeah.
I got you. Okay, mm-hmm. So, okay. You didn't purchase this from a company?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,167. I believe the situation is, the case is unique in the fact that the mobile in the adjacent lot on 15 was not set parallel with the applicant's lot. And she has also stated that she believes that unit will have to be replaced anyway. Mm-hmm. I believe the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use. It wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the sense of character of the neighborhood, and I also believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,167. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,167 is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.